We're here at podtech.net at Seagate's corporate headquarters with the CEO, Bill Watkins, announcing Q1 performance. Bill, welcome for our second earnings call, sit down and review.
All right, glad to be here, John.
So let's talk about the industry, Seagate within that perspective and kind of the outlook for next year. The industry has been pretty dynamic this year. Talk about your view this quarter.
Well, as I think about looking back for this last quarter and thinking about the industry, I mean, I think a lot of the drivers that we have been talking about, whether it's the growth in DVRs, consumer, the sort of the digitalization of content, whether that's a video content or audio content, and moving that content electronic around, all those drivers are still there. We saw phenomenal growth in unit shipments. We saw revenue growth in the September quarter that, again, it makes us very opportunistic going forward. That said, I think there was very aggressive pricing, both in desktop and notebook. I'd probably characterize that
from the competitors. You
from
mean.
Our competitors, and I think we would characterize that the desktop started to kind of slow down towards the end of September, but notebook was very aggressive throughout the quarter and continued going into the December quarter, being somewhat aggressive. That said, I'm very pleased with the performance of Seagate in relation to that. I think the cost reduction programs that we've taken in the short term showed up. That's why we were able to exceed our guidance. And looking forward, we think between the new market opportunities we have with 1.8-inch drives, the new products we have which lower our costs, and the ability to eliminate the Maxtor products, which have very bad cost structure to them right now, and replace them with Seagate, we feel very confident going forward that, again, we think September will be the lowest performance we had of the year. We look for December to be higher earnings and higher revenue, and we think we'll continue that throughout the year. Both March and June will be up quarters.
So demand's there. Here, the unit shipment's up. So obviously, it's a very dynamic marketplace. Obviously, there's a lot of demand for storage. But the mix of Maxtor and Seagate, Maxtor, obviously, you took that under your wings, and there's a lot of operational efficiencies you've got there. Talk about that impact in terms of the forecast versus actual.
Well, again, as we look back in the September quarter, I think one of the pleasant surprises was how well we were able to reduce the Seagate costs. I think the unpleasant surprise, if you will, was the Maxtor costs and our inability to reduce those cost structures. And you would be kind of, if you think about the end of life and the fact that this product's going away, it was very hard for us to reduce costs for these products. At the same time, that the pricing was much more aggressive in where Maxtor played. So internally, we missed our numbers where we wanted the Maxtor products to be, but at the same time, we exceeded the Seagate. So I think it's key to us, which has been the key all along, is to complete the transition of Seagate products into the Maxtor customer base. That will be completed by November. And then going forward with that lower cost structure of Seagate, we feel going to be highly competitive in this marketplace.
Some great fundamentals there on the operational side. Let's talk about the market share issues and pricing. Very competitive marketplace from the competition. Talk about that and what that means.
We have a couple of our competitors have gone out and have been very aggressive in pricing and doing it not with lower cost, but just basically losing more money or using their balance sheets in order to cover their costs. We feel this is very short term. We currently have kept about 60% of the units from Maxtor and 60% of the revenue. And interestingly enough, it's worked out about the same. Going forward, we are going to be quite competitive in pricing. We are not going to lose any more market share. We feel we actually have the lowest cost structure out there. And then with going forward with the new products that we have coming on that both reduce our costs, the elimination of the old Maxtor product, which is going to be a big help to our cost structure, we feel that we can maintain the market shares that we have and grow with the industry and still be quite profitable in this environment.
Sounds good. Sounds like it's going to be a competitive couple quarters ahead and with some good performance. Talk about the performance of Seagate, obviously this quarter and then going forward. Talk about this quarter's performance.
We're very happy with the September numbers. I think across the board, Seagate and the Seagate personnel have done an outstanding job in dealing with the environment. It's one thing to say that I can't control what my competitors do from pricing, but we do have a lot of control, much more than we think, and that control comes from us continually to reduce our cost structure. Because one of the things that we think will be the natural outcome of this, when people start losing money, and we do feel a lot of our competitors are losing money, they stop reinvesting in technology. It forces consolidation down the road. So again, if we maintain our focus on cost reduction, we feel as we come out of this cycle, we're going to be much better positioned than we were. One of the things that we have noticed as we go through price cycles, that each time we go through one of these, the next cycle, we don't lose as much money on the downside, and we make much more money on the upside. And again, that we think that will re-happen again.
Hey, good products and strong operational, and you're going to outlast them. Sounds exciting. Talk about outlook for the fiscal year.
We are forecasting $1.60 to $1.70 on a non-GAAP. And what that concludes is is all our costs, stock ops, and everything. What it doesn't include in there is the restructuring costs. So from a non-GAAP, it's about $1.60 to $1.70 is what we're doing. I think from a full GAAP with all the restructuring, we're talking about around $1.25 to $1.30. We're very pleased with these numbers. And, you know, the key for us to do them, obviously, is to continue to execute on the product transitions, the low cost, and the new products.
How do you feel right now, last question, going forward, next few quarters? What's your vision?
I'm feeling very positive. We're well through the Maxtor integration. We're feeling very comfortable that we've got our hands around what that is. We see that light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. November, we'll be outside or finish completing those products. We see the opportunity in the market from an industry. We see a lot more and more content, whether it's going on the internet, whether it's going in your handheld devices, whether it's storing it at home. Whether you're backing up, we see a lot of demand for storage. And so, again, all the key and drivers are there. We feel our execution and able to provide those storage solutions is there. And we think that as we continue to do this, we're very happy.
We're here at Seagate's headquarters with Bill Watkins, the CEO of Seagate, talking about the quarterly performance for Q1. Great outlook. So thank you so much for the podcast.
All right. Thanks, John.